أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين
اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے اس آیت میں ترجمہ ہے کہ ہرگز اللہ تعالیٰ تک نہ ان کے
that their flesh reaches not Allah nor does their blood but it is your righteousness that reaches him there in this way he has subjected them to you so that you may glorify Allah for his guiding you and give glad tidings to those who do good Huzur says today we are celebrating Eid al-Adha which is also called the sacrifice the celebration of sacrifices those who can afford they offer the sacrifice of some animal and also on behalf of the pilgrims hundreds and thousands of animals are being sacrificed So, in fact, millions of animals are sacrificed today or tomorrow. But the question is whether this sacrifices and the joys that we of the celebration that we have, are these things the objective of this Eid? These goats and sheep, sacrifice of them, and also enjoying the flesh of these animals by barbecue, and also inviting your friends for this on this occasion is this the purpose of sacrifice is it something for which Allah Almighty is very pleased or will be very pleased and he would be saying to the Muslims that today I am very happy with you that you are sacrificing animals, sheep, cows, and some sacrifice camels as well. Is it this that offering of two rakats by coming over here and then listening to the Eid khutbah and then people go back hurriedly so that they have to sacrifice the animal in those countries where slaughtering is permissible? People sacrifice themselves and slaughter the animals themselves. And then we should understand that Allah Almighty, in order to please Him, we have done something which was obligatory. I have seen in Pakistan, but also sometime in other countries as well, it happens this way, that when we are coming back after offering the Eid prayer, then some people, only after a few minutes after Eid, when you are coming back, within that short period of time, they had already sacrificed their animals and slaughtered them, and there is no discipline. And similarly also in African countries, they can slaughter wherever you can, wherever it may be possible. Sometime on roadside it is possible. But I have seen Huzur says that after offering the Eid prayer, as quickly as you come back, big animals are sometime, cows are slaughtered on the side of the roads, and sometime they have already skinned by that time, and sometime they are even busy in cutting the flesh of those animals. So it is quite clear that these people, particularly the butchers, majority of them are Muslims, and generally they are the people who are chosen for this purpose. Either they do not offer the Eid prayer, or at least do not listen to the Eid sermon, and they are actually worried, very and keen to sacrifice and slaughter these animals as quickly as possible so that they can enjoy the meat of them. And they just remember fulfilling this sunnah, that on the occasion of Eid al-Adhiya, or on the celebration of sacrifices, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Eid prayer, he used to have his breakfast from the flesh of the animal of the sacrifice. Many of us, they forget this thing, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the one who understood the spirit of this celebration of sacrifices. And in order to establish the same spirit among the his followers, he taught, and that behind the celebration only this much is not there, that you sacrifice an animal, and after the prayer of Eid, then this is the first thing to be done, that you sacrifice the animal and eat its flesh. Actually, behind this Eid celebration, there is a long history of sacrifices, which started from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he also included his and his family, his wife and children, they were also included in that one. Hazrat Hajra also took part in it, and Hazrat Ismail also took part in it. And the culmination of that sacrifice was to be seen in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his companions as well, they benefited from this blessing, and they also set a good tradition and good examples of that. So therefore we should see that every year when this Eid comes, that how can we raise our standards of spirituality by following these rituals, the standard of our sacrifices. Otherwise these animals and sheep and goats and cows that we slaughter, it is not the bent. Allah Almighty does not need these things. The purpose for which Allah Almighty has created mankind, Allah Almighty wants to see those people who are really fulfilling that objective. Otherwise, this flesh and meat, these things are, if these animals are slaughtered for the sake of slaughtering, then these are not the means to get that objective. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, as I have just recited, that لَنْ يَنَعَلَ اللَّهَ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاوْهَا, that the flesh of these sacrifices and the blood does not reach Allah Almighty. So therefore we should always remember that every year when we celebrate the Eid al-Adhiya, then we should try to find out that spirit which is actually along with these sacrifices. And that is the real thing to be found. And that spirit is, Allah Almighty has given the answer to that in this verse. Allah Almighty says, وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, that the righteousness in your heart, that is the one which reaches Allah Almighty. After describing this philosophy of sacrifice, Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Wasalam says that Allah Almighty in Sharia of Islam has established examples for various good things. Therefore, human beings are instructed that with their all heart and soul, they should be ready to be sacrificed in the way of Allah. So these physical sacrifices are the example for this state which we should try to achieve. But the real objective of that is that this sacrifice is of one's own self. As Allah Almighty says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاوْهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, that their flesh reaches not Allah nor their blood, but it is your righteousness. God-fearing, the quality of God-fearing is that which reaches Him. So you should be so much afraid that as if you are going to sacrifice your own self, as you sacrifice these animals with your hands, similarly you should be ready to be slaughtered in the way of Allah. And those who have not reached this level, they are not really perfect. So the law of nature from time immemorial is like this, that everything is achieved after perfect understanding. For the fear and love and gratefulness are the secrets of real understanding of Allah. Try to acquire the righteousness of Allah Almighty. And the one who has been given full understanding and perception, then he is given the full fear and the full love of Allah. And this is righteousness, that love and fear of Allah should be in the heart of a person. And those who have been given, who is actually delivered from all types of sin, which are the result of audacity. So the salvation is only acquired when there is righteousness, and this love and perception of Allah Almighty and His fear should be in the heart of a person. So he says that for this achieving this salvation, we are not in stand of any blood, nor any cross, and nor any atonement. But what we are only in need of a sacrifice, that is the sacrifice of one's own self, and the need of that is felt by our soul, and this sacrifice, in other words, is Islam. This is the other name of this sacrifice. Islam means that one should put one's neck to be slaughtered. That is to say, with total submission and readiness, one should be able to sacrifice oneself at the door of Allah. This beautiful name is actually the essence of all the good commands given by Allah Almighty. So this is the real Islam, that all the commandments of Allah, they should all be acted upon fully. And for this purpose, they should be ready to offer the greatest sacrifice, whatever it may be. In order to be slaughtered, one should be with full willingness and submission, one should put one's neck. And this needs extreme love and extreme devotion. So the word of Islam actually is pointing out to this very essence, that for the real sacrifice, one should have full understanding and have full love, and not anything else is needed for this purpose. To this point, Allah Almighty refers by saying, لَنَ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاوْهَا وَلَاكِنْ يَنَالُهُ تَقْوَى مِنْكُمْ, that the flesh of your sacrifices or their blood does not reach Allah Almighty, but only the true sacrifice reaches me, and try to get that true taqwa and righteousness for my sake, and act upon my commandments. So these models which are given to us, these are actually to establish that real spirit and essence. Otherwise, our sacrificing these animals and slaughtering them is not a virtue, nor eating of the flesh is a virtue, nor the flesh or blood reaches Allah Almighty. So therefore, we have to create that spirit behind these sacrifices, to which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has referred and mentioned in his statement. And the full understanding of the love of Allah Almighty should be there. And in order to have that full understanding, and perception of Allah. And then people, in for that purpose, people have to follow those paths of the righteousness. And then they should also, the way Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Hajra, they sacrificed themselves, they had the full understanding. And that is why they were became ready to offer that sacrifice. Hazrat Hajra alayhi salam, her relationship with Allah Almighty of love and devotion and certainty was like this, that she said to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that if this is the command of Allah, then myself along with my newborn baby, I am ready to give the sacrifice, that sacrifice which Allah Almighty requires from us. Because there is no value of our life as compared with the command of Allah Almighty. And look at the standard of the sun. For the love of Allah and the obedience to Allah, and the practical example of that of Hazrat Ibrahim was in front of them. So in that sun, in spite of the fact that he was only a few years old, but because of the piety, and because his reply was, Ya Abatifal Ma Tomar. He said that, O my father, whatever you are commanded, you go ahead with that. So these were the standards of that father and the wife and the son, that they established the sacrifice as a model for all times to come. And then this was made a symbol of that great devotion. And this symbol was established forever, that because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife and child in a barren valley with a very small amount of provision and water, and he offered such a great sacrifice that except for that person who is ready to sacrifice every love for the love of Allah Almighty, it is impossible. The one who is seeing that my wife and my child, they won't be able to live long in this barren valley. After a few days, their death looked imminent. So that was the reason that because of being overwhelmed with emotions, he could not reply to what Hazrat Hajra asked, and just pointed out to the heaven and said symbolically that it is with the command of Allah. And the heart of Hazrat Hajra, because of the company of the Prophet, was also filled for every sacrifice, as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam said, he was ready to lay down the neck for the sacrifice. So this was the spirit of total submission and sacrifice which actually prepared them for this whole thing. And as Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that this, the name of this sacrifice, in other words, is Islam. So this sacrifice and total obedience and submission was the thing which became a distinctive, which was accepted from this family, and granted them a high position. And Allah Almighty accepted this sacrifice and did not leave it without any reward. It was not left unrewarded. And not only both the mother and the child were safe, but after a while, some more people came to live in that place. And then Allah Almighty laid the foundation of this great house of Allah in this barren land. And Hazrat Ibrahim was enabled to raise the foundations. Along with Hazrat Ismail, he came to raise the foundation of that building. And when they were raising the building foundation of this building, so that Allah Almighty may accept that. And they were praying at that time, that now this place should be a place where people should continue to live forever. And there should be a township around it, which is maybe a township of full of peace, and the one which grants peace to other people. And those people, and these people should be given all types of fruits coming here from every side, and more than anything else, and enable us to continue performing virtues and good deeds, and we should be able to get the high stages of sacrifices. And not only we, but also from our progeny, from our children, there should be such people created who are very obedient to you, and they are always ready to sacrifice. As Allah Almighty says, these prayers are there in the Holy Quran. We find Allah Almighty says, with reference to this prayer, that Hazrat Ibrahim was praying at that time, Rabbana waj'alna muslimana laka wa min dhurriyyatina ummatan muslimatan lak warina manasikana wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. That O our Allah, you make us two obedient servants, and also from our progeny create a very pious and dedicated ummah, and teach us the ways of our sacrifices, and you have mercy upon us, because you are the one who accept the repentance and come back with the great favors. So they prayed that they should be led and guided to such path, which is the path of finding the pleasure of Allah Almighty, in spite of the fact that the mother and the child was living in a barren land, and the father, when he was blessed with this progeny at old age, he had already set a good example of great sacrifice, and he had earned the prayer of Allah Almighty, which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَإِذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَاتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَائِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. And when Allah Almighty tried Hazrat Ibrahim with certain words, and Allah Almighty fulfilled everything, then he said that I am going to make you a great leader for the people. Then he says, وَارِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبَ لَيْنَا, that you teach us the ways of sacrifice, and have mercy by accepting our repentance, so that we are never ever doing anything which becomes a means of wasting of our sacrifices. According to situation, Allah Almighty, you know better that at what time what sacrifice is required. So your guidance and your prayer is the one that we need, and we should never be left without that. These were the prayers of Hazrat Ibrahim, and then he prayed that later on the progenies up to the last day, that they should also be, he prayed that O Allah Almighty, raise a prophet who was going to be setting even higher stages of sacrifice than Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbana wabas rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim wa yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikma wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. That O our Allah, you raise from among them a prophet who is going to recite your verses upon these people, and teaches them the wisdom of the book, and also teach them the book and the wisdom, and also purifies them. Surely you are the one who is most dominant and full of wisdom. Allah Almighty accepted the prayers of the father and the son, and then instructed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you now announce that I am that great prophet about whom the prayer was made by Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail. And then Allah Almighty spoke to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the prayer made by Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail was like this, that Arena Manasekana. But you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you declare that all these sacrifices and worships, all these high standards of these have come to an end with me, because I am that great prophet. Actually, all the abilities, they have come to an end and to the highest point, because I am completely absorbed in my Allah and His love, and nothing is left for me. Everything is for Allah. Allah Almighty says, and making this announcement from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahiyaya lillahi rabbil alameen." Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this verse, says that you tell these people that my prayer and my worship and my effort and my sacrifices and my living and my death, everything is actually for the sake of Allah and in His way. He is Allah, who is the Lord of all the universe. There is no partner with Him, and I have been commanded, and I am the first of the believers. Since the creation of mankind till the end of the times, there cannot be any perfect man like me, who could be such a devoted person to Allah Almighty, that he would be ready to return all the trusts of Allah Almighty back to Him. And this was the status of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the sight of Allah. Hazrat Ibrahim and Hazrat Ismail, they prayed, "Wajalna muslimana laka wa min zurriyatana," that, "O Allah, you make both of us true servants, your true servant, and also from our progeny." And then they prayed, "Rabbana wabas rasulam minhum," that, "O Allah, you raise a prophet for them from among them." So therefore Allah Almighty, through the advent of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, made this announcement that I have accepted your sacrifice, and I have also accepted your prayers. And this great prophet is now announcing that not only his worships and sacrifices have attained those high standards which were a model for the people in the past, but for the time of this prophet, and also for those people who are going to come later on, they are going to serve as such a high standard that others cannot be offered the prayers or the sacrifices. These names cannot be given. And he announced that he is the first and the best of all the believers and those people who submit, that I am the first submissive person. I am the one, and my state of being submissive and my state of being a Muslim is and my status of sacrificing, making the sacrifice, is the highest, and nobody could attain to this one in the past, nor at my time, nor anybody in future would be able to attain to this high standard. And this is a fact, and which speaks about his being perfect man and being his the seal of the prophet, the best of all the prophets. And all the prophets and all the people are included. No one can reach to that status. This status which Allah Almighty granted him is not only confined to his own to his person, but his followers, they were also instructed that this great prophet is a role model for you. So if you are going to follow him, and you claim to follow him, then you follow on those paths, the great examples of which have been established by this great prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only in that way you will be able to be called like this. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says those people who want to follow you, tell them that my prayer, my sacrifice, and my life and my death, everything is for the sake of Allah. Those people who want to follow me, they should also offer these sacrifices. And then we saw that this great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his companions, they following his noble example, they showed such examples. These very haughty and short-tempered people and spiritually dead people, they were given this message that all these arrogance was completely taken away from them, and they also, their sacrifices, their life and death, by becoming extremely submissive to Allah Almighty, they offered to their Creator, Allah Almighty, and showed such examples which are really model and exemplary. And they also offer, set up the standards of prayers and worship. That comparison of that cannot be seen in the past or in future. And these were the examples set by the companions, the men and the ladies. They set up such examples which are really model for us. They actually put life into their nights and offered their sacrifices, sacrificed their lives. And when they worshipped throughout the night. And they developed certain methods which could put off their slumber and sleep away from them. And in sacrifices, they all set up a very good example, which are really a model for us to follow. I just give one example of the sacrifice of life. The effort to offer this sacrifice of life, Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, it's related about him when he was just about to die. He was crying and weeping, and he was very much overwhelmed by that. Somebody asked him, "Are you afraid of death, or you are worried for something else? After accepting Islam, you have been serving the cause of Islam greatly. So why are you so afraid at this time of death? Allah Almighty is not going to leave you unrewarded." He said, "No, I am not afraid of death. I am not crying and weeping for the sake. After accepting Islam, I tried my best to offer my life as a sacrifice, and I went to very delicate parts of the battlefield. You just uncover my legs and my body, and on my back you see, and on my chest you see it there. The whole body you can see, and there is not a single space on my body where you will not see any wounds there. I tried my best in order for the love of martyrdom in the way of Allah. I tried my best to sacrifice my life, but today I am crying for this reason, that today I am dying on bed. This death did not come to me in the battlefield. It may not be because Allah Almighty is not happy with me that I did not get the honor of martyrdom." So these were the pearls, these were the gems which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he created such lovely people from among his followers. And the whole life was an example of continuous sacrifice. And they were the followers of Awwalul Muslimin, the one who was the greatest of all the making sacrifices. And Allah Almighty made the announcement that Allah Almighty announced by saying, "Raziyallahu anhum," Allah is pleased with them. And still they are worried that whether our sacrifices have been accepted or not. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhislam, from his progeny, he prayed that submissive and obedient children should be raised, should be there in my progeny. And Allah Almighty, by sending the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making him the chief of all the prophets, the Khatam al-Anbiya, and he actually granted perpetuity to this great sacrifice. And now the examples of bringing back the spiritually dead people and granting them the blessing of life, then And now these signs are going to be shown through the followers of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As I mentioned in one of my khutbah, that Hazrat Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was shown the example of the fourth bird, which was going to be brought to be alive. That was shown to be through the follower of the promised Messiah, for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the person of the promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, who was a great lover of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who followed the example of his master, and he raised the standard of his worship and sacrifice, and his life and death. He made everything for the sake of Allah, and he also breathed the same spirit in his followers, and he tried his best to get it, that this spirit should be there. So the true Eid that we are celebrating today, it can be only in that way, that we are not only watching the sacrifice of the animals and other programs that we have. Rather, we should be sacrificing our own selves for the sake of Allah Almighty, for His pleasure, and following the commandments of Allah Almighty. And we should be putting ourselves under the full responsibility of all the commandments given to us. And we should be always raising the standards of our sacrifices. And we should be keeping these examples alive for the sake of religion. And we should also, keep the examples live from among the followers of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, those who offered the offering of their life. So now today, when we are celebrating the Eid al-Adha in obedience to the command of Allah Almighty, we should also remember those martyrs of Ahmadiyyat and their families, those who have offered their sacrifice, their lives as a sacrifice to Allah Almighty. And they became really the model of that. Allah Almighty have mercy on their progenies and bless them with the bounties of this life and the life to come. And we should also remember our pledge, which we always make, that we are ready to offer our life, our property, everything that belongs to us always. So we should always be ready for that, and we should be mentally prepared for that. Nowadays in Indonesia, there is a place, Wonsiller is the name. In that area, the conditions are very serious. Overall in Indonesia, the condition is very serious. Some mosques have been damaged. And 2 days ago, some damage was caused to the mosques, Ahmadiyya Mosque in Indonesia. And some mosques have been sealed by the police. And attack was made on Ahmadi houses. And damage was caused. Some Ahmadis got injured. Recently, one Ahmadi was injured when they were causing damage to the mosque. So please remember them in your prayers. These are the people, those who are living in these far-off countries. These people, they have accepted the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, in his claim of Masihiyat and Mahdaviyat. They accepted him, and they were firmly established on that belief and strengthened their faith. And then they did not care for any link of relationship or any temptation on their faith. The majority of the people are very poor, who living from hand to mouth, but in their faith they have advanced, mashallah, that these physical damages and sacrifice of life, they are ready for that, but they are not ready to accept any spiritual loss at all. So this is actually the bringing the to life the dead people, which has been created through the greatest lover and follower of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this age. And yes, as I said, in order to achieve these goals, sometimes you have to sacrifice your lives. And for and every Ahmadi living anywhere in the world is always ready for that. And this is the thing that for the one purpose, and that purpose is that the pleasure of Allah Almighty should be obtained. The Pakistani Ahmadis are also making the sacrifices. The Indonesian Ahmadis are offering the sacrifices. Bangladeshi Ahmadis are also doing, and also the Sri Lankan Ahmadis. Indian Ahmadis as well. And African Ahmadis are also giving sacrifices for this sake. But now in some European countries as well, the situation for the Ahmadis is becoming very serious and dangerous. So keeping an eye on all these situations and conditions, we should always try to establish and continue and perpetuate this spirit that with utmost devotion we should be following the commandments of Allah Almighty and should become His most obedient servant. Allah Almighty enable us to become His true servant and grant us His pure love, and manifestation of that should be on our hearts, and take away all the darkness from us, and the light of Allah Almighty should always be coming on the hearts of the Ahmadis, so that we can continue to understand the spirit of sacrifices. After that we are going to join in prayer, and in prayer remember the martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the sake of Jamaat. Their children should be remembered, as I have already mentioned, and also those who were made captive and arrested for the sake of Ahmadiyyat, and they suffered the torture there. Remember them as in your prayers. Because of the Ahmadiyyat, anybody who have been caught into a difficult situation, remember all of them, the Mujahideen, Muballighin, the missionaries, and those who are trying to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat, they are working for that. All those who are the preachers, Dawat-e-Allah, those who are giving their time in order to spread the religion of Allah, and they are working for that. Hazrat Masih Maud Islam's explanation of Islam, they are trying to spread that. Those who are offering financial sacrifices, remember them. All the Ahmadis who may be living in any part of the world, remember all of them in your prayers. Allah Almighty grant them the blessings and His favors. The Muslim countries, the conditions which are there in those Muslim countries, the Muslim is killing another Muslim and they are fighting with one another. Remember them in your prayers. May Allah give them the wisdom to understand their folly, and they should be able to understand the real Islam. The conditions of Pakistan, in Palestine, in Iraq, in other Arab countries, all these countries should be remembered. Allah Almighty have mercy upon these people, and they should try to become and establish the real teachings of Islam in their life, and they should become those people who believe in the promised Messiah and Mahdi. And other Ahmadis who are living in other countries, that in the peace of world is linked with the a person of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his great lover, the promised Messiah Sallallahu Alaihi. And it all depends for them by becoming the member of the Jamaat. May Allah enable them to understand this point and this fact. And now we offer, but before that, I would like to say Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah bless this Eid for all of you in every respect. And for every Ahmadi in the world, I extend the greetings of Eid Mubarak in Pakistan, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, Hindustan, India and Africa, Europe and America, all every Ahmadi, wherever they may be. May Allah, I extend Eid Mubarak, and may Allah make this Eid full of extreme blessings. Now join in prayer.
آمین. یہ ابھی عربی خطبہ میں رہ گیا تھا, یہ سمجھی پوری کرنا ضروری سمجھتا ہوں. ابھی میں
I did not recite the Arabic part of the khutbah, so it is essential to fulfill that. So now I read that.
Allahu namadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.